AI News by Conjero.
Recall is back in the conversation, and not just as a convenience feature. It's the Windows tool that screenshots a lot of what you do so you can search it later.
Right, and that's why it drew so much pushback in the first place. Microsoft delayed it for about a year, then rebuilt the security model around a secure vault.
The idea is to isolate recall data, limit exposure, and make it harder to tamper with or pull out. But the latest security concerns suggest that doesn't close the book on risk.
Exactly. If a feature is archiving much of your on-screen life, then any bypass or access control flaw matters a lot. The stakes are just unusually high here.
And it's not just about privacy in the abstract. Recall sits at the intersection of productivity and telemetry because it captures and indexes activity across apps, documents, and web sessions.
That's what makes enterprise adoption tricky. IT teams need to know how it's governed, audited, and explained, especially when retention, consent, and data handling boundaries are in play.
Microsoft's redesign is a meaningful change from the original backlash. Still, a vault is a mitigation, not a guarantee, and questions remain about storage, metadata, and local privileges.
An independent scrutiny is already part of the story. Security reporting and researcher teardown work are keeping pressure on the implementation, not just the intent.
So the rollout becomes a test of whether Microsoft can make AI-assisted observability inside Windows feel safe enough to trust.
And whether the company can prove that the secure vault and related controls really reduce exposure in real-world use, including enterprise environments.
That's the big question now. Can Recall fit into Windows without becoming a new trust problem?
We're about to find out, and the next round of security reviews will matter a lot.
AI News by Conjero.